WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Brazos County Commissioners addressed two economic development projects at this week's meeting.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says the commission unanimously passed a resolution intervening in a lawsuit attempting to limit operating hours of the new Axis Pipe and Tube Production and Distribution Center to between 8 and 5.
And they've got like a 10-acre building out there and then a 5-acre building and got just, I mean, there's just lots of things going on.
19 plaintiffs filed the lawsuit in Robertson County, even though the $150 million plan's in Brazos County. Peter says they'll also seek a change in venue to Brazos or Harris County, where Axis corporate office is located. And commissioners will be sending notice to Gundler Foods. The county is terminating their tax abatement agreement.
Well, I think it was obvious to everybody that Gundler was not going to be in compliance with the tax abatement. We give them notice, and then 30 days, it'll be terminated.
Peter says Gundler owes about $9,000 in rollback property taxes and penalties from prior years when their land was classified as agriculture. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Hearn man is off to prison for setting fire to a mobile home occupied by six people 3 years ago. A news release from the district attorney's office reported 43-year-old Robert Goethe pleaded guilty to arson in March. The issue of punishment was argued before District Judge Steve Smith Thursday before he ordered an 8-year sentence. Inside the home were Goethe's wife, ex-wife, their three children, their ex-wife's boyfriend, and a relative of the boyfriend. No one was injured. Blinn College's leadership reorganization now includes 8 deans. Officials recently named a dean for instructional administration. The reorganization, taking away department chairs, remains a point of contention with faculty members. Blanche Brick, who had chaired the social sciences department on the Bryan campus and is a member of the College Station City Council, spoke at the recent Blinn Board of Trustees meeting.
Tonight we stand before you fewer in numbers than on previous two occasions. The summer has scattered our ranks, but not our resolve. We may be walking more softly than before, but we are carrying a big stick.
Earlier this year, administrators hired a dean of educational partnerships and appointed deans for 6 academic areas. 2 thefts of wedding rings this week leads to reminders from law enforcement. Both thefts followed meetings with alleged buyers meeting in public places before running away with the jewelry. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says they're still looking for 2 men who set up a meeting in a parking lot with a woman who had posted online selling a wedding ring set.
In this case, the person selling that ring did the right thing to meet in a public place. However, when it's something that is of that value, you want to make sure that you have someone with you.
McKeithen also suggests asking for the buyer's driver's license and take cell phone pictures of the buyers and their vehicle. Saturday morning will be the unveiling and dedication of the latest statue at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Spokesman Mike New says $150,000 was raised to create a Vietnam War memorial 50 years after the United States became involved.
The helicopter serves as the backdrop to this monument, and coming out sort of a pop-out for this memorial wall, we have 3 soldiers basically in the action of jumping out of this landing helicopter.
The program, which is at Veterans Park Saturday morning starting at 11, is scheduled to include the landing of a Huey helicopter. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool. No additional charge. They'll do that while they fix yours. 690-2278. Hear numbers.
Low pressure yesterday morning was in northeastern Louisiana. This morning we find it on the border between Louisiana and Texas. So now that it's backed up towards us, that starts to have an influence on our weather once again. Today we'll have a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Could see a shower or thunderstorm later today, 85 to 90. Tonight partly cloudy, 70. Tomorrow sun and clouds, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, 85. It's partly sunny and warm on Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with Aggie baseball gearing up to go, or they're actually in Houston, to take on the University of Texas. College Station Cougars showed a little purple power last night. The Brazos Valley Bombers rung one up on the first game of the season as well. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 6:50.
We'll have that baseball game on today where the Aggies play the...
it's that other school here in Texas.
Longhorns.
Yeah, that one.
Works out. You can hear that right here.
Trace o'clock.
Weather is a 50% chance of showers there in Houston today. And 70% for tomorrow. So things may get pushed back a little bit. We'll see how all that works out in the meantime. That's going to be kind of cool.
I'll be there live.
It's rather jazzy. You're going to be there live as opposed to dead, which
yes.
is good.
Live and in person.
Be better. Okay. Otherwise, they'd just be wheeling you in. That probably wouldn't be a good thing. So, were you going because like they got free food in the press box or what?
No, we just thought that, you know, yeah. the flagship station ought to be represented.
I'd say that's a good thing. Yeah, got a seat, do you?
Yes, sir. Okay. I have one of them fancy passes.
Well, fine. Do you have a seat? That's what I'm asking. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't true.
Sometimes.
That doesn't necessarily mean I don't have
that's
a seat. You're right.
Sometimes. You never know. Did you get a parking pass, too?
No parking passes for anybody.
Oh, all right. Well, see how all that works out for you. We'll have the action.
I'm just going to camp out at Reckling Park.
That's okay. It's an okay place. A woman being followed by a man on a motorbike in China discovered a unique way to get rid of the stalker.
And that would be?
Well, people who witnessed the incident initially baffled by what she did. But it did work as the unwanted visitor left. Before police turned up, as a matter of fact. The woman walking and being followed by the man, as I say, on a motorbike. There's a stage in a square at the city where this happened where concerts and stuff like that are done. She goes to the stage and takes off all her clothes and lays down naked. And the man left. A police spokesman said normally an act of this kind would be punishable, but no fine in this case. She got dressed when officers arrived, and they took no further action.
So would that be naked or naked?
And that, I don't know. They got a different word for it. They got a different word for everything.
Mr. Downs has barometers on what is fitting where.
That. Yeah. Well, it's in China. So.
China.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
And again, it's some other word over there. I'm not sure what that would be.
I'm sure it rhymes with brown.
Yes, I would think so. Train, a plane,
a bus. I don't have my Mandarin English dictionary.
Yeah, we'll work on that sometime.
This is Joe Foster with Downtown IT. Microsoft recently announced that they're no longer supporting Windows XP. This means if you have any computer with Windows XP on your network, it could put your entire network at risk. Downtown IT wants to help. We would like to offer a free network audit to make sure you keep running and stay protected. This is a no obligation, no cost inspection of your network. Now is the time to ensure your business is protected. Call us today at 979-599-5999. Find us on the web at downtownit.net.
There goes 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's May 30th, 150th day of the year, 215 to go. Back when we really had real holidays on days, this was Memorial Day. Back before we decided everything was going to be a Monday off kind of a thing. It's Water Flower Day. They'll probably like that. It's Mint Julep Day, so celebrate how you like.
If they're made well, they're good.
I don't think I've ever had one. Quite honestly.
You haven't done that when at the Kentucky Derby thing? Was it the Symphony does that?
Yeah, I know.
You never had one there?
Nah, I don't do that. No. I got my drink. Me and Diet Coke. Right? Also, by the way, this is the California Artichoke Festival starting actually today and running through June the 1st in Castroville, California.
Oh.
The only reason that's interesting is the first artichoke queen was Marilyn Monroe back in 1947.
I saw my first artichoke bloom the other day.
Really?
I didn't know they bloom.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, that's and you know, they're challenging to eat. You got to really want to. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to.
Well, if you have false teeth, it's a little bit tough. But, you know, anyway. All right, so birthdays.
We celebrate today with CeeLo Green, who is 39 years old. Not just Gnarls Barkley, but star in his own right.
Oh, yeah.
Manny Ramirez, 42. Idina Menzel is 43. She is in Frozen. She was one of the voices.
Okay.
Wynonna Judd is 50. Mm. Ralph Carter is 53 from Good Times. Ted McGinley is 56. He has been the curse of, like, every major show ever.
What does that mean?
Joined Happy Days, The Love Boat, Dynasty, Married with Children, and Hope and Faith, and all of them went down when he was on board, yes.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, The Love Boat went down. That doesn't sound good.
I did that on purpose. Jake the Snake Roberts from the WWE is 59.
Yeah.
Gail Sayers is 71 years old. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons I'm doing what I'm doing today, the great Mel Blanc would have had a birthday if he'd taken better care of himself.
Trey Parker, the co-creator of South Park's 42, and as we often quote here on the
radio
show.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
The guy who played Dave in 2001, Keir DeLee.
Oh, cool.
77 years old. Colm Meaney, who was on Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, 61 today. All right, so tomorrow it's Macaroon Day.
I love macaroon.
Macaroon or macaron? Because there's a difference. There's the coconut one.
Yeah.
And there's a little French one with the little round cookies.
Oh, no,
on the top
hell
and bottom.
No. This is a macaroon.
Hell no. Not just no, but hell no.
They don't do that. I don't know. I can eat about one coconut macaroon. After
oh,
that,
I love
pretty
them.
Much. You can't. I just.
I can eat my weight in them.
Save your hearing day. Take off those headphones. And what you think upon grows day. I don't know what that means.
I've heard that.
What you think upon grows?
Oh, yep. Okay. Yeah.
Never mind.
We used to celebrate. No, not never mind. Just we used to celebrate days back when we had one of the girls on Candy 95, Elizabethany. She had a Why Party Today video segment on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Well.
And that was one of the days, and we thought, there's no way we can turn this into a video.
What you think about. Yeah, really. Yeah. All right. So there we go. And birthdays.
Colin Farrell is 38 years old. Brooke Shields is 49. Daryl McDaniels, 50 years old from Run DMC. He was the run part.
Oh, I see.
Corey Hart is 52, wearing his sunglasses still. Leah Thompson is 53. Chris Elliott, 54. Susie Essman is 59 from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Tom Berenger, who's been in a lot of stuff, is 65. Joe Willie Namath, 71 years old. Peter Yarrow, the Peter part of Peter, Paul, and Mary, is 76. And Clint Eastwood, 84 years old today.
Make my birthday. Sharon Glass, you may have remembered her from, was it Cagney and Lacey?
Yes, I believe
so. And then later Burn Notice. She's 71 tomorrow. On Sunday, it's Say Something Nice Day. It's National Go Barefoot Day. It's Children's Awareness Month. Well, that's good. I mean, what the hell? Why not 1 month out of the year be aware of your children?
I'll just free range my kid on Saturday. But,
yeah, it makes sense. It's the first month they're out of school for the summer.
I've
got kids.
Who are these little people who are running around my house? Right, it's Dairy Month. It's also National Iced Tea Month because we'll be starting June and hear the birthdays.
And Willow Shields is celebrating a birthday, 14 years old from The Hunger Games. Alanis Morissette, the angry Canadian, is 40. Heidi Klum is 41. Terry Polo is 45. She was in the Meet the Parents movies. Mark Curry is 53, Mr. Cooper from Hanging With. Son of Sam, David Berkowitz, celebrates a birthday. He's 61.
Oh, hey, very nice.
Ronnie Dunn, 61.
The one who can sing.
Yeah, Ron Wood, who can't and mumbles, is 67. He's the one that's not Keith Richards, by the way.
Yeah, but he's got more money than Ronnie Dunn.
Yes, he does.
Just saying.
I actually really like this guy, Brian Cox. He was in Deadwood, Scottish actor. You've seen him in a bunch of stuff. He's 68 years old. Morgan Freeman, the voice of Gravitas, is 77. Mm. Pat Boone is 80 years old. Mm. And another one that's passed that had he taken better care, Andy Griffith would have celebrated a birthday.
Oh, there you go. Powers Booth, who plays Weird pretty well, 65. Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa Hartman Black. Would be 58 years old on Sunday. And Heidi Klum, who's like
good heavens.
Like a model person before he won. All right, there you go. It's 6:20.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, so we have brand new numbers from the Commerce Department, and it confirms that our economy shrank last quarter. Now, in the first quarter, 2014, GDP contracted by 1 full percentage point, which is a huge number, which is attributed, some are saying, to just the bad weather. Now, this, in fact, is the Barack Obama recovery, which is the worst in history. Now, his liberal ideology, as we predicted, has failed. They have not produced real economic growth, no jobs, and Americans are now more dependent than ever before. And many Americans have just given up looking for work. They're living in poverty, living on food stamps. Now, this is not the first time Obama's recovery has stalled since the recession ended in 2009. The economy also shrank in the first quarter of 2011. By the way, any hope for 3% GDP growth has probably been dashed with this news.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, this summer, stay cool and save money with Fujitsu. Fujitsu's energy-efficient ductless air conditioning system lets you customize up to 8 different temperature zones throughout your home, all by remote control. Now, the systems are clean and quiet, installation is quick and easy, and you can save up to 30% on your utility bill while you stay more comfortable in your home. Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. So find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and click on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com. Hey, we all love the warmer weather, but can hideous AC bills be far behind? I have a special tip. Beautiful, energy-saving, insulating honeycomb shades from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, my wife and I love the way they look, and they can literally cut your energy loss in half while reducing indoor temps by up to 15 degrees on these hot days. Just imagine the AC savings. Hurry and score 10% off Blinds.com brand Summer Sun products at Blinds.com, where their prices crush prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Traffic accidents take a heavy financial toll. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A new government report serves as a reminder we have to slow down and pay attention when we're driving. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates traffic accidents cost the nation more than $870 billion a year. That takes into account actual property damage, loss of life, and the decreased quality of life for those who suffer permanent injuries. Speeding, intoxication, and distraction are the chief causes of highway crashes. Beekeepers hope to pressure Lowe's to stop selling pesticides that can harm honeybees. The home improvement chain holds its annual meeting in North Carolina today. Beekeepers will be staging a protest as shareholders arrive. State of Kentucky got good news yesterday. A division of eBay plans to add jobs in the state when it expands its operations there, and the spirits maker Diageo announced plans to build a new distillery in Kentucky. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
Hey, gang, you do a lot of running around over the summer, and if the kiddos are doing something that you may necessarily not want to, you can take your TV with you on your go and catch up on all your shows because they've got Suddenlink to go, and it's now available on iPad and coming soon to other devices. You can watch live TV like Fox News, USA, E. You can watch more favorite TV shows for free like NBC and Bravo, and you can manage your account, view, and pay your bill all in one-stop shopping, right? And they've also got some really cool stuff on demand. Check out Suddenlink Channel 1. 10,000 titles available. Bunch of them are free. TV and movie favorites. Suddenlink has it all. And before Netflix and Redbox, you get new releases. 28 days in some cases. Live pay-per-view events. All you got to do is make the switch. Switch up from your current provider to Suddenlink and get the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 internet, and home phone for only $30 a month per service when you bundle. You get the 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee with that as well, and no contract is required. Call 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com.
This is Joe Foster with Downtown IT. Microsoft recently announced that they're no longer supporting Windows XP. This means if you have any computer with Windows XP on your network, it could put your entire network at risk. Downtown IT wants to help. We would like to offer a free network audit to make sure you keep running and stay protected. This is a no-obligation, no-cost inspection of your network. Now is the time to ensure your business is protected. Call us today at 979-599-5999. Find us on the web at downtownit.net.
Good morning. It's 627. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 50-50 chance of showers today. Partly sunny skies. High will be about 87. Calm winds becoming northwesterly probably this morning. Then tonight a 30% chance of rain. We're down to 71. Tomorrow it's a 70% chance of rain. Mainly after 1 o'clock, it looks like, and a high temperature of about 85. Slight chance of showers at 30% on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, again, we're going to be up in the middle 80s, it looks like. And knocking on the door at 90 for Monday and Tuesday of next week. Right now, the winds are calm, 91% relative humidity, partly cloudy skies. It's 72.
Being a happy person has all kinds of benefits, but being too happy can actually be a problem. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, if you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search, because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your business website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business and losing money. Step one is to know your website score. Yes, your website has a score. The better it is, the higher your site ranks, and the easier it is for customers to find you. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com, and you can instantly get your website score, plus the score of your three closest competitors, and a free website analysis. There's no obligation. It's a free service from Boostability, a leader in small business search engine optimization. Having a low website score is like having no website at all. Know your score and discover how to improve it instantly and for free. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com. That's myfreewebsitereport.com. Happiness is a good thing, but too much happiness may not be.
Turns out that students, for example, who are an 8 out of 10 on a life satisfaction scale, outperform those who are 9 out of 10.
Robert Beswas Diener, co-author of the book Happiness, Unlocking the Mysteries of Psychological Wealth.
They get better grades, they show up to class more. Turns out that the 8, which is still pretty satisfied, still leaves a little bit of room, a little bit of hunger, if you will, to do better and to perform well. And you find this in other areas, too. 8s tend to make more money than 9s or 10s, for example.
But achieving the right amount of happiness is indeed a worthy goal.
When people are put into a positive mood, they actually are healthier, they tend to get sick less, they become more creative. They seek out others and cultivate their relationships. Turns out happiness is this tremendous emotional resource you can tap to perform better in all the areas of life that you value.
Cliche though it may sound, happiness, says Robert, is a journey, not a destination.
A lot of people consider happiness as an emotional finish line. That is, if you line up the right things in life, the right spouse, the right city, the desirable job, you get all those things in a row, and then you cross that finish line, and then you just get to dwell in happiness. And really, I think our daily experience shows us that that's not really the case.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A pair of economic development projects were part of this week's meeting of the Brazos County Commission.
Construction is nearing completion of the first phase of the $150 million Axis Pipe and Tube plant between Bryan and Benchley. Neighboring landowners have filed a lawsuit against Axis and Robertson County District Court. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters says the commission voted to intervene on behalf of Axis.
I mean, it's really not the appropriate place for a lawsuit to have been filed. I mean, we've certainly got a commitment to Axis. So all we were doing is trying to intervene in that and get the venue changed from Robson County to either Brazos County or to Harris County, which is where their corporate office is at.
19 plaintiffs, almost all located in Brazos County, want operating hours limited to between 8 and 5. According to the economic development agreement with the county and the city of Bryan, Axis will generate at least 285 jobs with a minimum annual payroll of $10.5 million. The commission also voted to terminate the economic incentive agreement with Gundler Foods, located south of Axis along Highway 6 near FM 2818. The last time Peters heard from Gundler officials, about a month and a half ago.
You know, I hope that they're able to come back and actually go into production out there, but I don't see that there's any way that they could meet. I know they didn't meet it last year, and I don't think there's any way they're going to be able to meet the requirements that were set up under that tax payment agreement.
Peter says Gundler owes rollback property taxes and penalties when the land was previously classified as agriculture, amounting to about $9,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For three consecutive months, the Blinn College Board of Trustees has heard from faculty members opposed to trading academic department chairs for full-time administrative deans. Bryan-based Professor Blanche Brick, who is also on the College Station City Council, told the trustees they carry a big stick.
Tonight, I can assure you that those of us who have enlisted in the struggle for the soul of Blinn College will not stand down. We will continue to stand for what we believe is necessary to offer a real educational experience, because we consider this to be a righteous cause. We will not accept the quick and failed attempts to change a college that has become one of the best community colleges in Texas.
Earlier this year, administrators hired deans for six academic areas. More recently, Blinn has announced hirings of deans for instructional administration and educational partnerships. It's been more than 3 years after a mobile home was set on fire northeast of Bryan with six people inside. A Hearn man who pleaded guilty to arson in March asked District Judge Steve Smith Thursday for probation. Instead, 43-year-old Robert Goethe was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Inside the trailer at the time, according to a news release from the district attorney's office, were Goethe's ex-wife, their three children, the ex-wife's boyfriend, and a relative of the boyfriend. A witness told sheriff's investigators Goethe tried four times to set the fire outside the adult's bedroom before the flames started building. No one was injured, and the homeowner was able to extinguish the fire with water from a garden hose. Bryan police continue to look for two people accused of stealing a wedding ring after setting up a meeting with the seller in the parking and a parking lot earlier this week. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the seller, who posted the ring on for sale online, did the right thing by meeting in public.
I mean, I wouldn't even be afraid to ask for their ID. You know, well, okay, yes, I'll hand you this, but I need your driver's license. And make sure it is that person before you, you know, release that property to them to look at. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that. And then that way, if they flee with your merchandise, you either have their driver's license with you, or if they've taken it back, then you, you know, hopefully have written down that name and information, or, you know, have relayed that somehow so that you can remember it.
College Station police had a similar case this week. While the suspect was arrested, the ring has not been found. It's been 50 years since the United States entered the Vietnam War. That anniversary was part of the planning 3 years ago when the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Committee began working on a Vietnam veterans statue, which will be unveiled and dedicated Saturday morning. Spokesman Mike New says the statue is a helicopter with three soldiers preparing to jump.
And one of those soldiers in particular, the featured soldier, is in the likeness of one of our board members who actually served in that capacity, basically infantrymen jumping out of helicopters during his time in combat in Vietnam. So it's very close to our group and what our group's service was like.
In addition to speakers, a Huey helicopter is scheduled to land during the program, which starts Saturday morning at 11 at Veterans Park. House Speaker John Boehner isn't ready to join other members of Congress calling for the resignation of Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki, nor is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
I am not in favor of having him resign, although I'll tell you I'm rapidly moving in the minority on this. I still contend that he is doing the best job he can with the bureaucracy.
Flores says Shinseki has been given the tools to put the right people in place to resolve problems in veterans' health care. Flores says if Shinseki should be fired if he doesn't turn it around in 6 months. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph, with their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Why does Meeple have all these sponges?
He's ready for spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning means out with the old and in with the new. Perfect time to upgrade your vehicle at Team of Navasota.
Like this 2013 F-150 Crew Cab, $12,000 off MSRP. Plus a 2014 Fusion for $298 a month. Or a 2014 Ford Escape for $19,998.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
Morning at 6:39, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today, we'll certainly see some of that, but we'll also see some cloudiness developing and the potential for a shower or storm. Temperatures are going to be right between 85 and 90 later this afternoon. Partly to mostly cloudy at times tonight, lows near 70. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow with a chance for a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, 70 tomorrow night. Sunday partly sunny, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Baylor Rowlett for the second time in the playoffs goes yard. It's a two-run dinger.
That's all they would need. They didn't need much more than that, but they sure did get it. The College Station Cougars advance. They're going to the state tournament, and that will be in Austin this coming Wednesday. We'll have more on that. Bombers win their first game of the year. And Aggie baseball heading to Houston today to take on Texas. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes.
There you go. We're at 6:40 right now. So apparently nobody thought that the president's speech was good at West Point except, well, maybe the president.
Yeah. Only 25% of the students stood up.
The New York Times said the speech did not match the hype, was largely uninspiring, lacks strategic sweep, and is unlikely to quiet his detractors. Wall Street Journal says, we know that no foreign policy speech can cover the entire world, but listening to Mr. Obama trying to assemble a coherent foreign policy agenda from the record of the past 5 years was like watching Tom Hanks trying to survive in Castaway.
Whoa. Jeez.
The Washington Post said the president's binding of U.S. power places Mr. Obama at odds with every president since World War II. President Obama has re-entrenched U.S. global engagement in a way that has shaken the confidence of many U.S. allies. So there you go.
There was nothing I enjoyed about that speech, what I heard of it. I don't think even at the Democratic National Convention, DNC convention, I don't think he could have inspired them with that speech. But don't service members typically not applaud?
No, they don't. No. That's true. That's very much true.
But I don't know how it works for the Service Academy. I don't know if they're allowed. It was tepid.
Yeah, well, that's in the State of the Union address. They don't, certainly, nor do, you know, the judges, the justices. But, you know, I had put Ben on to the William McRaven speech at the University of Texas, and he said, you know, that's the speech that should have been given at West Point. And McRaven, as we said, has spoken at West Point before, but you know, it was wasted on the people at Austin, and he should have done that at the military academy to make them feel better. But anyway, so you have the story about that Boehner does not want, and Nancy Pelosi, Boehner and Nancy Pelosi agreeing that they don't want to get rid of Shinseki. They think he needs to stay. And Bill Flores has said, at least for the time being, he kind of is in that camp as well. But we got 25 U.S. American senators who say it's time for him to be done, to be gone. But as Philip Ewing asks at Politico, who's going to want that job if Shinseki steps down and gets booted out of there? So we'll see what happens. Now, with that in mind, there's the memo that came out. The memo that came out that talked about inappropriate scheduling practices. That it certainly was on the radar of the Department of Veteran Affairs in 2010. William Schoenhardt, VA's Deputy Undersecretary for Health Operations and Management in 2010, sent out a memo basically telling the VA executives to crack down on the paperwork and treatment delays for veterans. These practices will not be tolerated, he wrote. Yeah, well, maybe they were.
I was going to say,
yeah, never mind.
Apparently not.
Yeah, right. While an interim inspector general report noted four different scheduling schemes used by VA workers to disguise treatment delays for veterans, the 2010 memo went into much greater detail on how schedulers were manipulating appointment requests to make it seem like the vets were getting timely treatment. Did I mention this was in 2010? Mm-hmm. Did I mention this was in 2010?
Yeah, I think you brought that up.
So, I mean, why don't you just go through and look at the email list, okay? And the top guy or gal at each one of these facilities who got this email, why don't you just fire them? Let's just start right there, okay? Let's lop off about 162 heads and see how that works out for you. But no, we can't do that because, you know, you can't fire anybody. That would be
well, and the incentives to improve numbers. That's how they got their bonuses. The incentives were way too large with zero consequences.
Sure, yeah, it's absolutely the truth. But again, zero consequences is the way they do things in Washington. Don't have to worry about that unless you're doing something to a member of Congress, then they don't like that at all.
No, you're absolutely right.
How about that Michelle Obama? She is digging in. She is hot. She is really heated over taters.
I like them Frank fried potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. New York Times op-ed, she pushes back on Republican attempts to loosen the guidelines over taters. Ms. Obama writes, right now, the House of Representatives is considering a bill to override science by mandating that white potatoes be included on the list of foods that women could purchase using their WIC dollars. Now, there's nothing wrong with taters.
I like them Frank fried potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, just saying. But the problem is that many women and children already consume enough potatoes. Of course, they go to McDonald's. Oh, never mind. And they need more nutrient-dense fruits and vegetables. Of course they do. Because you watch those little kids eat that broccoli. Oh, my gosh. Just get out of the way. Put the broccoli down and let them have it.
How come they haven't figured out a way to genetically engineer potatoes with more nutrient packing?
You know, Potatoes are pretty dang healthy. I mean, I don't know. I don't eat a lot of them, but they're, you know, they're good for you. They got fiber and potassium and all that kind of stuff. But she just, and again, we talked about this. There are already schools that are in trouble. They try to put fruit on the plates, and the kids dump it in the trash.
Yep.
And that fresh fruit and fresh vegetables are more expensive than taters are.
These people in China that are starving.
Yeah, I mean, just, and we're doing that. So, I mean, I appreciate that she's so concerned about that. But by the same token, I mean, it's not going to make any difference. Hey, did you see the Hillster had lunch yesterday with the president?
No.
Yeah, she snuck in there. They had him a bite. She ate her a croissant, probably. No, I don't know what she ate. Anyhow, they had a little get-together there.
No taters.
No, probably didn't have no taters. And an investigation is underway. Do you see this about how the undocumented immigrants from Central America were released at the Greyhound bus stations in Tucson and Phoenix? Because we were too busy. We had enough going on in Texas. We didn't need any of these folks.
So
we sent them west. Sent them out there. They ain't got nothing to do. Border Patrol spokesman Andy Adam admitted that federal officials flew about 400 immigrants apprehended in the Rio Grande Valley to Tucson over the weekend. Well, Southwest Airlines gave them a deal. Said, you want about 400 tickets? I tell you what, we'll give them to you for $52 each. You can fly those folks out there to Tucson. They'll like it out there.
You are now free to move about the country.
This is Mitzi Marriott-Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
American gardeners have been cultivating crepe myrtles for 200 years, more than 200. According to records at George Washington's Mount Vernon home, the ship George Barclay brought two plants and seeds from the genus Lagerstromia into the port of Philadelphia. That was April 1799. Those initial plants were destined for Mount Vernon. As time progressed, plants were carried southward to warmer climates where they grew and prospered. Many old home sites in the Carolinas, for example, boast specimens 150 years old and older. Crepe myrtle, stars of the summer garden, their trip through history right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. In Texas, crepe myrtles date back a century or more, and it wouldn't be summer without their cheering bloom. Still, there have been some important improvements in this long-standing plant, making it more than ever one you need in your garden. Genetically, all crepe myrtles are shrubs. Those of us who've been in Texas for a few decades remember those large old city lots that were hedged with 20-foot-tall specimens. They were full of branches clear to the ground. More recently, however, our home grounds have grown smaller. During the 50s and 60s, creative landscape architects began calling for crepe myrtles to be trimmed up as small multi-trunk trees. They could be used as small patio trees and accent trees. There are about 125 varieties of crepe myrtles in the nursery industry. Some of them date back to the 1800s, but most of them have originated in the second half of the 1900s. There were two big surges. One happened in the 1960s as truly dwarf and then even miniature weeping crepe myrtles came along. And the second important change in crepe myrtles came with the fine work of Dr. Don Egoff of the United States National Arboretum in Washington, D.C. Don Egoff used the familiar Lagerstromia indica, our common species, and cross-pollinated with a Japanese species he had brought in, Lagerstromia forii. He wanted the habit and the rich range of colors of the common crepe myrtles, but the beautiful cinnamon-colored bark and most especially the powdery mildew resistance of the other species. Many of the Indian name varieties, in fact, I think just about all of them, the ones with the Native American tribal names, resulted from those crosses done by Dr. Don Egoff. In the last 30 or 35 years, most crepe myrtles grown and sold in Texas have been grown and sold as named varieties. There was a time just those few decades ago that you bought red or pink or white or purple crepe myrtles and you didn't know what you would be getting. Well, the main thing to remember is that because they vary in height at maturity from 2 feet to 32 feet, there is a crepe myrtle for any need. You do not ever need to top them. They ask of nothing more than water and occasional nitrogen nutrition to keep them growing and flowering most vigorously. Choose a type that can grow to its full height without having to be trimmed, and you'll be happy. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is in Houston to participate in their 30th NCAA Division I championship. The Aggies play the Texas Longhorns this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Rice's Rec League Park. And here's Coach Childress on the matchup.
They've had a very, very good year. Just like always, they're very good on the mound, and I would assume would face a very good left-hander in Dylan Peters, and played some young position players. They've got a couple of veterans at the top of their lineup in Mark Payton and Marlowe that have done a great job getting on base, but they've had some young guys in the middle that have gotten some big hits for them, and you know we're going to have to go play at a very high level.
The Maroon and White are sharing the region with Rice, Texas, and George Mason. The pregame starts at 2:30, and all the action is on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The number one College Station Cougars shouldered a little purple power last night as they rung up four in the top of the third and added five more in the fifth inning and ran out to a 9-1 victory over Silsbee in the 3A Regional Championships.
Here's the delivery. Swung on, high fly ball, deep left field. That ball is way back. That ball is out of here for a home run. Baylor Rowlett for the second time in the playoffs goes yard. It's a two-run dinger to put the College Station Cougars up 8-1.
Baylor's two-run home run put it away for good, and the College Station Cougars head to the 3A state tournament Wednesday at either 1 or 4 at Dish Falk Field in Austin. Brazos Valley Bombers were winners as well. They opened their season last night with a 5-4 victory over the Acadiana Cane Cutters. The Bombers starter Isaac Fleming earned his first win of the season after posting 7 strikeouts over 5 innings of work. A&M product G.R. Hinesley, who set the Bombers' single-season RBI record last summer, picked up right where he left off last year with 2 RBIs last night. Game 2 of the Bombers' 4-game road trip is tonight at 7 in Acadiana. The Bombers open up their home schedule June the 3rd at Cellucor Field. In the NBA playoffs, the San Antonio Spurs owned a 3-2 lead in the NBA Western Conference Finals after Tim Duncan delivered 22 points and 12 rebounds in the 117-89 pounding of Oklahoma City.
Green will take it in the lane, off to Duncan inside, off the glass, shot is good from Danny Green. Tim Duncan with the basket.
Manu Ginobili came off the bench and added 19 points. Danny Green contributed 4 three-pointers. The Spurs were on the mark from everywhere, shooting 51% from the field. And here's Coach Greg Popovich on the yeoman-like work of Tim Duncan.
Green will take it in the lane, off to Duncan.
You know, he's just a solid player. Never does anything amazing, except in the fundamental nature of the way he plays. It's amazing because so many people don't. But he takes great pride in doing everything he can to anchor a defense.
The Spurs can lock up the series this Saturday at 7:30. In the NHL Eastern Conference Finals, all New York needed was one win, and all it took was one goal.
McDonough on the puck, around behind for Boyle, out in front, Dominic Moore shoots, he scores! Dominic Moore gives the Rangers a 1-0 lead in game.
6.
The Rangers stifled the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 in Game 6 last night to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in 20 years. Dominic Moore scored the lone goal late in the second period, and Henrik Lundqvist needed to make just 18 saves, 5 of which were in the final period. In Major League Baseball, the Rangers were hot early.
Line down the left field line, slicing. Kubel on the run, can't get it. One run is home, two runs are home. Here's Martin being waved around. The relay to the plate. Martin, a slide, he is safe. Chute clears him off with a three-run opposite field double. It's 3-0 Texas.
Sinshu Chu had the three-run double in the second to beat the Minnesota Twins 5-4 yesterday to win their second straight four-game series on the road. The Rangers had been in a bit of a skid, but skipper Ron Washington was impressed with how the team has bounced back.
Well, there's no doubt about it, you know, and we're playing good baseball, and I just want us to stay consistent and continue to get better.
We'll move down the road to Houston, where the Stros extended their winning streak to 6 games with a 3-1 victory over the Baltimore Orioles last night. George Springer hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the 7th inning. Sorry, a little technical difficulty there. He wrapped things up, though, going now 11 games with a hit and safely reaching base. On the NBA court, individuals with knowledge of negotiations tell the Associated Press that former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer had agreed to purchase the Los Angeles Clippers for $2 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars. The person said Ballmer and Sterling Family Trust have a bidding agreement, which must be presented to the NBA for approval. Shelly Sterling agreed to the sale, but there is no word now on whether Donald Sterling is actually willing to sell the team. And we'll wrap things up in the PGA. Rory McIlroy has a 3-stroke lead heading into the second round of the Memorial in Dublin, Ohio. McIlroy carded a pair of eagles on the back nine at Muirfield Village en route to a 9-under 63. Masters champ Bubba Watson shares second with Paul Casey and Chris Kirk. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. If you've been using that old worn-out mower, by now you've realized it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are still in effect with zero down and 0% interest on every zero-turn Ferris, Cub, and Hustler in stock. This year, cut your mowing time in half with all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Hey, it's springtime, and RV people everywhere are hitting the road.
Shouldn't you be joining them?
That's right.
At RV Station in Bryan, we can make that RV dream so easy.
It's the Magnormous.
Massive.
Memorial Day Madness sale at RV Station in Bryan.
Save thousands now. Get a new Jayco J-Flight Swift.
Just $167 a month. Woo!
How about a brand new Keystone Raptor?
Take $26,000 off.
Woo! RV Station is home of the best prices in the country on the country's best brands, right?
That's right.
RV people, don't wait.
Get to the Magnormous Massive Memorial Day Madness event going on right now. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Keystone Raptor, number 2659, sale price $69,995. Jayco, number 2703, sale price $17,995. 144 months, 5.49 APR, 10% down, WAC.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Howdy, Levi Douglas here for Douglas Nissan. The Ride of Your Life sales event is going on now at Douglas Nissan. Come test drive the 38 mile per gallon Nissan Altima, redesigned inside and out. You can get a 2014 Nissan Altima 2.5S for just $17,998. Get yours today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
MSRP 23570 offer includes 1,000 MAC captive cash, must finance with MAC. 1,000 customer cash and 3285 Douglas Nissan discount. 8 to choose from, model number 13114.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 50% chance of rain with a high of 87. It's a 70% chance of rain tomorrow at 85. We got 72 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan at 7 o'clock.